Currently, Florida's correctional employees can have tobacco products while most inmates can't. A report by CGL, an independent consulting firm, advises the prison agency either do away with the policy or allow everyone to have it. Brad Sassatelli with CGL says not only is the current policy unusual for correctional institutions across the country, it's leading to a huge problem within Florida's prison system.
Because tobacco then becomes contraband. And we had reports that a cigarette would sell for $10 a cigarette. So it creates an incentive for staff to sell tobacco and contraband to inmates.
The state paid $300,000 for the comprehensive study of the Florida Department of Corrections operations. Sassatelli's firm presented those findings to the Senate Criminal Justice Committee Monday. Lawmakers on that panel are tasked with reforming Florida's troubled prison system. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.